Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, text number 1. Sutu vacha evam nishamyam bhagavan devarshe janma karma cha bhuyaha paprachcha tam brahman vyasaha sachavati sutaha sutu vacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachcha tam brahman vyasa satyavati sutaha suta uvacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachcha tam brahman vyasa satyavati sutaha suta uvacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachcha tam brahman vyasa satyavati sutaha Sutu vacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachcha tam brahman vyasa sachavati sutaha Sutu vacha evam nishamya bhagavan Devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachcha tam brahman vyasa sachavati sutaha suta uvacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha Bhuya paprachcha tam brahman vyasa sachavati sutaha suta uvacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachcha tam brahman Vyasa sachavati sutaha Suta uvacha Evam nishamya bhagavan Devarshir janma karma cha Bhuya paprachcha tam brahman Vyasa sachavati sutaha Sutta uvacha, Sutta said, evam, thus, nishamyam, hearing, Bhagavan, the powerful incarnation of God, Devarshe, of the great sage among the gods, janma, birth, karma, work, cha, and bhuyaha, again, paprachcha, asked, tam, him, brahman, O brahmanas, vyasaha, vyasadev, sachavati sutaha, the son of sachavati. Translation, sutta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Sachavati, inquired as follows.
Vyasadeva was further inquisitive to know about the perfection of Naradaji, and therefore he wanted to know about him more and more. In this chapter, Naradaji will describe how he was able to have a brief audience with the Lord while he was absorbed in the transcendental thought of separation from the Lord, and when it was very painful for him.
Sutu vacha evam nishamya bhagavan devarshir janma karma cha bhuya paprachchitam brahman vyasa sachivati sutaha. Generally, the living entity forgets when he changes body. Just like none of us remember what we were in our previous life because the body's changed. Sometimes people say, well, how can we be sure we even had another body? If we all forgot, so then we can reply. How many here would say that on the second day after the conjugal union of your mother and father that you existed? Raise your hand. No? Not sure? No. What? Yeah, so, all right. So then you raise your hand if you've always existed. All right? So, 2 days after. Okay, how many remember what they did 2 days after the combination of your mother and father? Raise your hand if you remember what you did. What you did. Not what they did. What you did. What were you doing? You existed and you were on this planet and you had a body, but can you remember what you did? No, I mean, real answer is not smart. So, no one can remember. But you all agree that you existed. That means you already had another body, but now you forgot. You forgot what you did. Why then can you not accept that you forgot what you did in your previous life when you had a different body? It's perfectly logical. If you forgot, in fact, not only did you forget what you did when you were 2 days old, but you forgot what you did every day. 2, 3, 4, 5. Practically speaking, if I asked you what you did on the 8th day after you came out of the womb, what did you do? Do you remember where you were, what you were doing? No. Completely forgot. How about 8 months after? How about even 8 years? You can't even remember what you did 8 years ago. So, point is, that the living entity forgets. And that is not, simply because we've forgotten, is not sufficient reason to conclude that we didn't exist or that we didn't have another body. Now, Narad Muni is a special person. When one becomes self-realized, then he can remember, by the grace of the Lord, his previous lifetimes. And Narad Muni has remembered. And he's giving account of the past 2 lifetimes before the present one. 2 before, he was a demigod. Then he fell down because he made some cynical remarks about Harinam. The demigods were holding Harinam and he was too much enjoying the women. He's going off to enjoy with the women instead of performing Harinam. He was singing cinema songs. So because he was very handsome, very beautiful, and very attractive to the women in the heavenly planets, he lost the opportunity to participate in Harinam. And consequently, the demigods were displeased with him. And he had to take his next body as a Shudra. So he took his birth on this planet in the family of Shudra, an obscure family. But he got the good fortune that his mother was serving the great sages, and he also served them by washing their plates and taking the prasadam remnants on their plate. And he also he asked them questions. He listened to them speak. Because of that service, in his next birth, he became Narad Muni. There's another incident there. He had to merge into the body of Vishnu for some time. And when he had to come out again. So, in other words, he remembered quite a bit. We cannot remember, but he remembered. Sometimes people say, has anyone come back to tell us? Has anyone died and come back? Yes, here's an example. Narad Muni died and came back. And he's telling us what happened. They have many of these near-death experiences. And people say they died and then they came back. But they can't remember so well. But Narad Muni remembers everything perfectly. Many people say that they remember in their previous life they were Napoleon or they were, you know, Queen Victoria or something like that. But they cannot give perfect details of their... But if one becomes self-realized, then by the grace of Krishna, if he needs to, he can remember everything. Past, present, and future. It's called Trikalagya, one who knows everything. Krishna can give one that ability. Sarvasya chahamriti sannivishto vataksmatir gyanamapohanamcha. Generally, a devotee is not very much interested in his previous life because he considers his previous life was, what is the use in remembering it? It's like trying to remember what you did in a dream 8 months ago. Oh, I was in a dream and I knocked on a door and somebody answered and, well, who cares? What is it? What is the value? Or in my previous life, I was a monkey and I was swinging on the tree and I had 2 dozen girlfriends, wives. Is it very important what I was doing as a monkey? But people take advantage. They charge lots of money for past life regression. And you notice the past life regressions are always quite glamorous. You know, they're always humans in the past. You never find them going back into a previous life and finding out that they were a cow or they were a tiger or a monkey.
Do you have any recollection of your past life?
No.
Any kind of...
You said that when one becomes self-realized, he may, by the grace of the Lord, remember his past life. My question is, it is said in Bhagavatam that the living entity in the womb remembers up to 100 of his past
life. Then he forgets.
But does it mean that he is self-realized when he's in the womb?
Sometimes the living entity realizes that he's in such a horrible situation, so painful and so degraded, that he prays to the Lord, "My Lord, if you let me out this time, if I take birth,
This time, if you let me survive, I promise I won't forget you, I'll serve you. But when he gets out, he often forgets. So sometimes it happens that he prays like that. But generally in bad association, that's why the parents, if the parents are devotees, then that's an advantage. Because when he comes out, or even before he comes out, he hears the chanting, he gets prasadam. He may even hear some nice discourses if the mother is, if she attends the classes. Just like Kayadu. Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, she was fortunate to hear a discourse by Narad Muni. And she forgot what was discussed. But the boy in the womb, Prahlad Maharaj, he remembered everything. That was his good fortune, that his mother went to hear from Narad Muni.
I heard that the problem is that when the child comes out of the womb, then because everybody gives him attention, and then the soul falls in Maya and begins to think that he is the center of the universe. So how to avoid this?
How to avoid? Yes, avoid it is to hear about Krishna all the time and chant. If he's raised in a devotee family, then he realizes that he's not the center, that Krishna is the center. Otherwise, why is he bowing down all the time? Right? The little child, if you train the baby to bow down to Krishna, then he realizes from the beginning he's not the supreme. He's offering respect.
As we sometimes we forget about Krishna, is there any moment that Krishna forgets about us?
Krishna is fully cognizant of everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I know everything, past, present, and future, but me, no one knows. So no, the answer is no. He doesn't forget. He says, I know everything. So everything includes about his individual parts and parcels.
So he knows when we'll return to him.
Pardon?
He knows when we'll go back to Godhead, right? If he can see past, present.
He knows everything.
So?
That's part of everything.
So it's already destined we're going back.
So what?
I don't want
to. Yes, because when Narad Muni went to Narayan, Vaikuntha, he asked when the cobbler and when the Brahmin were coming back. And Narayan knew. He said, the cobbler, he's coming back this lifetime, after this lifetime. And the Brahmin, many lifetimes. So how did he know? Because he's Narayan. That's the nature of God. He knows everything. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.